Welcome to SG Voice Talks 2, brought to you by Sustainable Growth Voice, part of DC Thompson. In our fortnightly episodes, we interview individuals who are contributing to the sustainable economy or disrupting the status quo. I am Giulia Bottaro, news editor at SG Voice, and this week I am joined by Johan Duplessis, founder and chief executive of TPO. Hi, Johan. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a bit about the startup and what it does?
Absolutely. So TPO was started about 5.5 years ago. And I started TPO really with one challenge in mind, to develop low-cost, low-carbon solutions to help decarbonize domestic heating more rapidly than we are currently doing. So we have been developing over a number of years. We developed a technology and a product that we now call the ZEB, Zero Emission Boiler. And this is a direct plug-and-play replacement for fossil fuel boilers to tackle the challenge of decarbonizing domestic heating.
How does it work then? Do you power it with renewables? And how do you ensure that the house is powered with renewables?
Great question. So the overwhelming consensus now is that we need to decarbonize heating in homes through electrification primarily. So what that means is for most people, that will mean a heat pump. And with a heat pump, you take one unit of electricity from the electricity grid, and you basically take heat from the outdoors or from the ground and turn that into three units of heat. With our product, we are taking electricity from the grid or from renewables on your roof if you have solar. We're storing that within an ultra high density thermal store. So you could think of it a little bit like a battery. And then we're able to discharge that into your heating system. So as far as the consumer's aware, this is just doing exactly the same thing for them as their boiler was doing. It's heating their radiators, underfloor heating. You asked a very good question about carbon. And so the first thing we're doing is obviously with a fossil fuel boiler, there's combustion on site. So it has a flue. With an electric-based solution, we close up the flue. There's no local, there are no local emissions. But you are absolutely right. There is still embodied carbon and carbon embedded within the electricity that we're consuming. So what we do is we are tracking the carbon intensity of the electricity grid. And really right behind the whole philosophy of storage and the purpose of the flexibility, obviously, is to reduce the cost. But more importantly for me and for what we're doing is being able to match the consumption of electricity in homes with when it's available from renewables. So that enormous amounts of flexibility actually allows us to buy electricity when it is lowest carbon, not zero. There is still going to be some carbon in the electricity that we're consuming, but finding the cheapest times of day and in being flexible like that, actually supporting more renewables onto the electricity grid.
But even though there is this flexibility, this boiler always provides heat. It's not that it can't provide heat at a certain time of the day.
Exactly right. So we are using machine learning to forecast your heat demand. So we have a very good, accurate idea of exactly when you need heating in your home over the next day or two. And that's continuously being refined. And obviously there's an optimization here between, making sure we have enough heat to be able to always deliver it, but also making sure we have sufficient flexibility to buy the cheapest and lowest carbon electricity.
And talking about price points, what's the cost difference between a traditional boiler and a heat pump? Because I would also like to talk about heat pumps because it's quite a hot topic in the UK.
It is a hot topic. And it's heating up. In very simple terms, if to approximate make these things, a typical heat pump would cost you about £15,000 fully installed before any, in the UK, before any VAT or subsidy support. The average gas boiler installed is now at around £4,000, £4,000 to £4,500 fully installed. And a ZEB is going to sit at about £8,000. So we're sort of halfway, we're half of a heat pump and twice a boiler. Today, heat pumps have VAT exemption, or they're zero rated rather, in the UK. And there's a £7,500 subsidy you can now get for a heat pump install. So that brings it down to about the price of a gas boiler replacement, around £4,000 for a typical install for an air source heat pump. And a ZEB is sitting at around £8,000. So that's roughly where we're sitting today. Now, we are an early stage business. We're installing at pretty low volumes relative to the market of 1.8 million boilers that are installed every year in the UK. So there's a significant cost curve and a journey for us to go on, but that's kind of where we're sitting today.
So what do you think it will take for your company to scale up and install millions of boilers?
Lots of things. So time, we're growing as quickly as we can. We've doubled the size of the team just in the last year to 18 months to just under 60 people. We are creating a new category here. This is an innovative product. We are currently the only company with a product like this on the market that can deliver central heating and hot water with a thermal store in the way that we're doing it. And that means that the government subsidy mechanisms currently are focused entirely on heat pumps. So we are facing an uphill battle against subsidy support for other technologies. I'm pleased to say we are in those conversations, having the conversations with government, and I hope that there will be some movement over time. But ultimately, we will probably need some support, or at least have a level playing field with other technologies to be able to scale and achieve the potential that we have for our technology. And then we are also, as an industry, up against politics and the changing announcements from various governments, and potentially a change of government in the UK in the next 12 months or so, which again, we'll have implications for the incentives and energy and structures within the energy markets that will be so pivotal for making the change needed.
Going back to the heat pumps, what are the main controversies around the vast scale adoption? And is TPO solving any of those challenges? I'm thinking about probably space more than anything.
Spot on. I mean, heat pumps are a brilliant technology. I love heat pumps. I think they're a great solution for millions and millions of homes in the UK, and obviously they're being installed across the world. I think there are some key issues with them that mean in certain homes they are very difficult. Space is a big consideration. Planning is a consideration. Noise and those sort of considerations are there as well. I think the planning one, unfortunately, in the UK we have got some pretty archaic planning laws. They are there at the moment. We do need to break some of them down. But even then, there are going to be plenty of homes where it is very difficult to install a heat pump for those reasons. The other one is the upheaval. So there is potentially an enormous amount of disruption to your home needed to install a heat pump, replacement of radiators for larger emitters because it needs to run at a lower flow temperature, potentially some more insulation to the home. Now, we should absolutely be insulating our homes. But I think what we're saying is we need pragmatic solutions that enable consumers to make really quick decisions now. We this year, as in every other year, we are installing across the UK 1.8 million gas boilers and oil boilers. That's a huge number. And those boilers are going to be in place for the next 15 years, which is the typical life of a boiler. We have a solution today that enables you to replace your existing fossil fuel boiler with something which is much, much lower carbon today. And it can happen within a day or two. Typical install time is 1 to 2 days. You don't need the massive upheaval and disruption of a heat pump. So this is a solution that can help us drive really rapid change now. And it's a no regret solution in time. We do obviously need to grow heat pump installs across the country as well. But there will be millions of homes that will never be suitable.
So if a consumer decides now to buy your product as opposed to a gas boiler, which is cheaper, is there some level of cost savings in the long term in terms of consumption?
Absolutely. I mean, look, it's hard to say with certainty because I can't entirely predict the future. What I can say is that today, even today, many of our customers are spending the same on heating their home with a ZEB as they would have done with a gas boiler. So that can happen today. Now, that's not true for the majority of customers. So there is a range. Some people save money versus a gas boiler, and so for some people it will cost a bit more. It depends on how they use their heating. But what is happening is that we are moving. We already have a fairly low carbon electricity grid, certainly much lower than the carbon intensity of gas. And that is reducing. And as we get more and more renewables on the system, the marginal cost of electricity is going to continue to reduce. More importantly, the volatility in electricity price was also going to continue to increase. There are lots of reviews and market changes in the pipeline, things like REMA, the Review of Electricity Market Arrangements, for example, that we believe are going to be working to decouple the electricity price from the gas price, which will allow more rapid reduction in electricity pricing. So if you look out to 2030, I absolutely would say it's going to cost you less to heat your home with a flexible heating, electrical heating product than with a gas boiler.
And would the zero emission boiler still work by then? What's the life expectancy of the product?
So we sell all our products with a standard 10-year guarantee. We think it's going to last 20 plus years. You know, we built this product. I think that far too often, people are building what they call sustainable products, but a big part of sustainability is building products that can last a long time. And we hope that you will never have to replace your ZEB in your home. There are consumables, there will be parts that need to be replaced over time, but no, this is going to last many, many years.
Amazing. And I think one last question is, you're a UK-based company and are focusing on the UK right now, but are there any plans to expand in Europe? Because there is a big drive to decarbonize heating in Europe as well.
Absolutely. This is not a solely a UK-based problem. There are some peculiarities to the UK market that mean it is a particularly interesting market for us. But we will, yes, absolutely be looking to expand internationally. We are trying to focus domestically at the moment and as soon as possible cover most of the country or the entire country. We have a lot of people that are a little bit frustrated at the moment that we don't currently cover Scotland. We are getting there as quickly as we can. And then we will be focusing our sights internationally, exactly where I can't say right now.
Amazing. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I think I just love encouraging the debate around heating. I think heating is has been for too long the forgotten part of the decarbonisation journey, and it's been the elephant in the room. It is really difficult and challenging to tackle because it is taken for granted by many of us, but it is also so integral to the way we live and into the fabric of our homes that changing it is going to require engagement with the public, and we need to bring consumers along on this journey. And that's what the message I want to continue to stress is that yes, heat pumps are a brilliant solution. We need to be pragmatic and acceptant of a couple of other solutions to allow consumers to have a bit of choice, so they don't feel like they're being pressured into a single decision down a single path. But I just like that we're encouraging more and more debate around heating. I think it needs to be had, and it's for many people, it's the biggest part of your carbon footprint.
So. Amazing. Yeah, I completely agree. And I feel that one thing that I notice writing about sustainability is that there is not one silver bullet solution for anything. We need all sorts of options for all sorts of problems. And yeah, heating is definitely one of those as well.
Absolutely.
Great. So that is it for this episode. We'll be back in 2 weeks. If you want more SG Voice, you can visit us at sgvoice.net or follow us on LinkedIn for our latest stories. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter to get the latest sustainability news and insights straight to your inbox. All of the links needed are in the show notes. Thank you for listening.